Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This week on Pop Guys,
we talk to Good Morning America affair,
Grindr on the stock market,
and Leah Michelle's buccal fat.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Guys,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
What is it?
Kiss from a Rose.
Kiss from a Rose.
There used to be a green tower alone.
Okay, here's what I do when I don't know the lyrics to a song. I just meow them.
Meow, meow, meow. Struggling to remember the lyrics of ba da da.
Well, it is Christmas.
Yeah. Meow, 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 meow. I found out this morning that apparently the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City cast were out and about last night, and Lisa Barlow, who is the strangest woman to grace this earth, sang Away in a Manger at a karaoke bar.
Oh, love that. Traditional.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a Mormon.
Okay, good.
Oh, beautiful.
My favorite. Love Mormon culture.
Is Salt Lake City the one that's had the Jen Shah?
Yeah, she's gone to prison.
Yeah.
She's gone to prison for at least 8 years. She robbed many, many elderly, vulnerable people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Well deserved. Absolutely. And the whole season, everybody's like, Jen's going through such a tough time. We got to support her. And she's like, I'm saying who my real friends are. And it's like, you're a fucking evil person. Like, I don't understand why the housewives, it happens in a few series where like someone's always getting done for money laundering or something like that. And all the girlies are like, we've got to support our friends during this time. And I'm like, you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, right?
It was the Erica Jane thing with Beverly Hills this season of like, them all being like, you got to stand, like, it's not right to like question these things. It's like, no, I think it is right to have a healthy sense of like.
Absolutely. And one of them, Aurelia, is Sutton. And she's like, she can be problematic, but she's an open, you know, she's got an open mind. She's willing to learn about homosexuality, which is actually my favorite quality in a person. When they're like
learning about homosexuals.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And learning about she at the start of the series was hell bent that she didn't see color, which pretty gorgeous. beautiful stuff. And like Crystal, who is a newer housewife, was just like, and she's Chinese, so she's got Chinese heritage. But she was like, that's simply not true. Yeah. You know that I'm Chinese. Yeah. And she was like, well, I don't think about it that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was very funny. But yeah, Sutton was like, I've got a lawyer about Erica Jane. And everybody was like, what do you mean you've got a lawyer? She's like, you all have lawyers. Yeah, You're lying. Yeah. You're lying to me.
Yeah, they're all fucking frauds.
Well, speaking of Mormons, how are the killers?
You guys. Okay.
Call me stupid, but I had no idea that they were like a Mormon thing.
Well, I mean, why would you? Well, like
why are they called the killers of them Mormons?
Exactly.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, they're killing the sinners.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. How are you still alive then?
How are you still alive? I don't know. I don't know how I made it this far. It was honestly a great night for many reasons. My two favorite things, and I do want to get into a bit of Sister Wives drama with you guys later. But my two favorite things is Mormonism, Mormon culture, and like nostalgic music from my childhood. So I really had a wonderful time because I was either thrashing my body to Mr. Brightside, which, by the way, was written about Mike Tyson.
What?
Yes. Yes.
I'm so
In
confused.
What context?
Wait, Mike Tyson, the boxer?
Yes.
The black man who's a boxer?
Yeah.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, yeah, who bit the ear.
Oh, my
who
God.
The rapist as yeah. well. He's pretty bad.
Oh, but, God.
So, yeah, so I was reading this interview with Brandon Flowers and he was like, yeah, it's about this, like, fight that I saw him lose when I was a kid and it just made me, like, question everything and that's Mr. What? Brightside. And I was like, what the actual
I don't want to know that.
It was so funny. Anyway, so they came out with, like, they sang Mr. Brightside first or second, like, very early on when I was like, hell yeah. They encored with Bones and When You Were Young, like a whole lot of songs from, like, I listened to Hot Fuss and Sam's Town and Sawdust, like those three albums. You know when you had a CD and you just listened to that over and over again? And I just, like, I loved it. I loved it so much. Turns out those albums were written when The Killers, aka Bread and Flowers, and like the one drummer who's left, everybody else has left the band. but they, when they were like questioning their faith and they were like, super famous. They've got like hot people after them all the time. They got drugs whenever they want, alcohol, they're partying. And they're like, well, like if heaven's not real, then what's morality? Which I feel like when their albums came out, I was in like years 6, 7, and 8. I was like,
this is so deep.
Yeah, you know. And that's when you start to be like, wait. What is the afterlife?
Yeah.
Like maybe there isn't one because that doesn't really make sense to me. And then yeah, so I was like, of course that makes it. But then they kind of came through that journey and on the other side they were like, actually, God's real. He picked me and now I'm fucking in it.
Wow.
So he grew up Mormon and then kind of strayed a little bit, questioned his faith, and then he came back hard. And I'm telling you, some of the stuff in this show was full Hillsong. Their new songs, he's at one point, I died laughing. I was there with fellow comedian Luca Muller and my friend Jules, and we were screaming with laughter because he would say stuff like, he'd be like, so this song is about a guy who lived in the desert, he wore sandals and he had some crazy ideas. and he would perform this. It was so funny. And then like, but he was smart because he would do his like God shit sprinkled in, but then he would always follow up with one of the bangers.
Yeah.
And you'd be
that's
like,
that's how they get you.
Yeah, that's exactly how they get you. And it was so fun. And then he like sang a song about women. He was like, this song's for all the women. And then this artwork flashed behind him that was just like a skinny blonde woman with butterflies all around her. And I was like, ah, yes, all women.
Oh, his dead wife.
Yeah, literally. So anyway, it was very funny. He's also like, when he used to perform. I mean, imagine writing a song when you're 20 years old that has to this day never left the Billboard Top 100.
Yeah.
Mr. Brad.
Really? I mean, I don't doubt it. That's amazing.
And it came back. Like sometimes it dips back into the top 40.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And so you, of course he's got a God complex. I also don't think that you can get that famous. We've talked about this before without some kind of psycho behavior.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But if before the show started, there was an announcement saying, tonight the role of Brandon Flowers will be played by Tom Cruise. I like wouldn't be surprised. It was the same energy, very jumping on the couch, very like smiling all the time,
oh
but like
God.
Veneer, like clean white teeth. And
oh,
like
those teeth scare me.
Yes.
I feel like bands that have like a front man that isn't like where the band isn't named after the front man.
Yeah.
Have the opportunity because people tend to sort of not know as intimately like who's in the band and what's going on. They can sometimes just have these like random backstories that sort of like evade public knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like when Adam Levine is Adam Levine, like we all know about like the goings on of his life. But when it was Maroon 5, it was less like knowing.
Yeah.
And then there are bands like Imagine Dragons that I'm pretty sure are like Scientologist and like
hilarious.
There's like random things like that where I feel like if they were just like a solo artist, we would have to know about it.
Yeah.
We'd be finding out about them.
So true. Speaking of concerts, Tamara and I went to see Rufus Du Sol.
Oh, how was that?
It was fun because we got VIP tickets through our friend and comedian Mary Ellen.
Yes, of course.
Some of her brothers are in the band. And honestly, I will never go to a big concert without a VIP thing again.
Yeah.
I just ruined
it. It's so
me.
Nice.
It was such a difference in experience because the VIP section, the like general VIP section was like close to the stage. They had their own bathrooms, their own bar. There were like 25,000 people there.
Yeah.
It was insane. Like it was like a proper music festival. But because of the friends and family pass, we got to be in an area that was even more secluded than the VIP. So it was like next to the sound booth. So we had like amazing views, so much space. Like we wanted to leave early to miss everyone rushing out, like 25,000 people leaving. Yeah. Arriving was crazy enough.
You're like, let's get airlifted out of here.
Like, yeah, let's like push through the crowd. So we did. And as we were pushing through the crowd, people were like packed like sardines. Meanwhile, we earlier in our little friends and family area, you know, you had so much room to move around. Oh. You could see everything. The people were literally pushed against against our like a little enclosure, and people would jump it, and then security would come through.
Oh my god,
it's so funny! And I was like, oh, never again.
Yeah, you never can see again. How quickly like the high life sort of can like take you in. And
once
like,
you get a taste,
you can't go back.
I mean, I imagine. I've never experienced anything that nice.
At least with a lot of the other stuff I'd usually go to is like sort of seated. It's at Rod Laver. Or it's like at Sydney Meyer Music Bowl where it's a bit more civilized. Mm. But I will never attend something at the race course again. Full yeah. stop. Yeah. Unless I am in the VIP section.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Especially even just like the access to the bathrooms is the big one, because at music festivals and day festivals and stuff like that, lining up is like the biggest punisher. I'm surprised I haven't gotten fucking like bladder infections from just holding in.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to deal with it.
Yeah. Even as we're walking there, people were pissing in the bushes and race course drive.
Perfect.
Like just... It was still broad daylight because it's late, you know, late nights, but the light yeah. is still there. And I'm like, it's 7 p.m. There's two drunk girls pissing in the bushes. Perfect. In view of the tram stop. Melbourne is back.
Yeah,
we're back, baby. We weren't before. Now it's official.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah, I feel bad for people who like must have been like really famous, or like, you know, those people who do like, you know, you do a season of Big Brother, or you like are in the top 12 of Australian Idol. Yeah. And then you get all this like mad rush of like followers and all that stuff. And then the decline after
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Because I've certainly gone through, like I used to follow everyone in Made in Chelsea. And I have certainly gone through and unfollowed people once I've been like, I don't know who the fuck you are anymore. And yeah. like, I don't care about your new job.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like, yeah. And then you stop getting invited. You stop getting the VIP.
So true. You just have to pay for it yourself, I guess.
Oh, disgusting.
But like now that I've experienced this, I would save the money and put it towards the like experience of it being better. Because I feel like if it's like $30, $40 more, it's definitely worth it.
Oh
now,
my God,
that now that I've seen it.
Yeah.
Before I wouldn't believe it. I'd be like, what? I can just line up for the toilet.
Yeah.
No, never again.
It's like flights. It's like when you're buying it, it really seems like a big jump. But then like the difference that it makes to ensure that like you don't have an absolute hellish experience
never
is so worth it.
Flying Jetstar again.
No.
Fuck those guys. Also, flights, very unregulated industry in Australia, obviously, as we're seeing right now. But they also like the way that they can pack seats into flights. They've over the last, I think, 20 years, the seat space has declined by like 10 centimeters in front of you from the seat in front. And then like the width, like the how wide the seats are is down by 5 centimeters. So they're getting smaller. Because
oh
I was like, I was on a flight a couple of weeks ago and I was like, am I like crazy? Have I grown? Like have I extended? I'm sitting here with my knees like up against me and I am short.
Yeah.
I've got my like 6 foot something brother next to me who's like with like he's spreading, and usually I have a go being like, you fucking man spreading. But I was like, you do what you gotta do, babe. Like yeah. it's very hard to survive.
It really is.
I've been like, economy.
Just praying to be in the emergency aisle. So
yes.
Like,
yes.
I will save us if this plane goes down, but please give me this leg room. I need it.
Oh my God. I just it's a rot.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
It's hell.
What are your plans? Charlie. What are your plans for summer?
I have no idea.
Flights. Yeah. As many flights as I can in the back.
I mean, just such a haze this like Christmas period. I'm just like, if I just get through it without being financially bankrupt, Brown had surgery this week.
Brown, how's it going?
He's all right. He had like a tooth removed. And then before he went under, because he's 14, they had to like check his heart and make sure that like he was able to do it because he's got like a heart murmur. And then they were like, yeah, he's good to go. And then they had to do blood tests. And each part of it is like very expensive. And then the surgery itself, when they got in there and like had a look, they were like, oh, there are like 9 other teeth that we've got to take as well. Because if they weren't infected, they were like
prone to
loose or they had a fracture or something like that as an old dog. And they're like, these would become infected unless we deal with them now. So it ended up being like a very intensive thing. And he was very knocked around. He's all right now.
How's he eating?
Well, we had to have like very soft food, like kind of like gravy based stuff for a few days. Yeah. But of today, he's turned a corner and he's back to having his like meatballs.
Oh, good on him.
But yes. Oh my God. It was fucking expensive.
Oh, it's awful.
Vet bills are crazy.
Do not get a pet if you're broke. Have you had like your friends who like know you have a dog now? They're like, I want to get a dog. And I'm like, shut up. I know you. I know you never have any money for yourself, let alone a dog.
Yeah.
I'm realizing now in like my adulthood, because I really thought it was like such a rarity, how many people give up their dogs? Like I know not people that I'm particularly fond of, I will say, but I know so many people who have also bought like fucking pedigree dogs from puppies and then been like, it was too hard. I'm like, you're 3 months in, you've got a puppy. It's going to be hard. It's like having a baby. Yeah. You do have a baby.
In some ways, for any parents listening, I'm so sorry for saying this, but like there are some things about having pets that are more complicated than babies because like you can't like...
You can't talk to them and they're not going to grow out of it.
It's just like forever not knowing, you know? Like at least a child eventually will get to the point where they can tell you, you know, what's going on. But, you know, Brown's 14 and still, like, ain't telling me shit. I don't know what's going on. Like, we had a $700 ultrasound just to check that, like, oh, wait, everything is fine and that's not what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so insane. It's
like, I'm glad that there's nothing wrong, but I'm also kind of like, God, we could have not done the ultrasound.
Yes. I'd so much put pets on Medicare.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? As more and more people are like deciding not to have children or whatever and we've got pets. I mean,
get us on Medicare at this point, like with the way the health system is going in Victoria.
Oh, it's wild. I agree. When people are like, I want a dog or like I want these little ones. Also when friends of mine who or people I know when they're like they still want to get and bless, love you all. Sorry, dear listener, if this is you. but you know, maybe it's time that you listened. When they want to go to a breeder to get like a French bulldog a pug or something, and you're like, that is like, I know people anyone I know who's gotten like a pug in particular, that dog has had like a rhinoplasty or like a hip surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, I want that for myself.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You're getting a fucking nose job.
My buccal fat removal.
Yes. Oh my God.
Which we need to talk about.
It's too
much. So can you explain that to me? I don't know what it is.
So there's a pad of fat in your face, which gives you, you know, that like baby face look.
It's the cheek.
The cheek fat. And they remove that to give you that Angelina Jolie snatch.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, like Taylor from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, how she's got that very like angular
kind of
shows off your cheekbones. Like some people naturally have.
It's a very handsome look.
You look in the mirror and you suck in your cheeks a little bit and you're like, I would be so hot if I had like a sucked in little face.
Yeah.
But that permanently.
Oh. And what it means is
that
when.
Imagine that botched though.
Yeah.
And imagine them older because like the whole point is that those like fat residue or like storage, reserves, whatever. Reserves. It's like, you know, as you get older, our faces naturally kind of sallow and, you know, stretch out. So if you've already got like that all taken out, when you're older, you're going to look like gaunt.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely like stretched thin.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to pay for fillers, you know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, isn't the done thing to get cheek fillers? Like, isn't that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like some people are getting both the fat removed and fillers for that extra look. Oh. And I feel like Lea Michele just did it. Did you see that new photo of her?
She looks like Idina Menzel.
It's
like
crazy.
It's changed her whole look.
Did you see that picture of Gwen Stefani that she posted on Twitter and everybody was like, this looks like Lea Michele. Nobody could tell who they were. And people were like, I'm showing this to my friends and I'm saying, I'll give you $10 if you guess who this is.
Oh, is that the album up?
Yeah. With her with black hair.
I thought that was Lea Michele.
No, that's Gwen Stefani.
No.
What?
No.
Yes.
Stop it.
Posted a picture of her. This is so funny. Sorry, guys. We are... You got to look it up if you're not driving.
Get your phones out. Look it up right now.
It's so funny. And people were like, what is this?
You can't be serious. It's kind of like a colorful, like Bjork looking kind of cover.
Yeah. Hang on.
That's insane. No, I was 100% sure that was Lea Michele.
No.
What the fuck?
Where is it? I'm trying to find the actual photo of her. Photo.
That's insane. Also, Gwen Stefani, where have you been?
She's been on The Voice.
Really?
Yeah, she's hosting that.
I guess I never watch those things unless it's like...
While you guys find that, speaking of American hosts, have you seen the past couple of weeks the Good Morning America hosts affair scandal?
No. Yes. What's going on there?
So there were these two hosts. A man, it was a boy and a girl sitting in a tree. But people, the funny thing is their affair was leaked because they were hanging out outside of work.
They're both married.
Both
separately.
Married.
That's so funny.
And
they're the anchors.
Oh, my God.
Of this major morning.
The tension.
Yes. And they were spotted. Paparazzi found like photos of them like touching each other's ass and like going on this like secluded getaway and that kind of stuff. And then they got fired from Good Morning America.
But then the comments were really funny because people were like, I see the chemistry. Yeah, no, that's not
that
Gwen
is
Stefani.
Insane.
That's crazy. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, so people clearly saw the chemistry between them on the show and they were right.
That's nuts. That's a TV show as well. That's
there'll be a movie.
So have they made a statement or anything, or are they just like off the air for now?
I haven't seen anything like that. I wonder what's going to happen next. Like in my heart of hearts, I hope that their partners get together too. So it's like like a wife swap.
But also my kind of like malicious producer like hat is telling me like get them back on the air. The ratings will go through the roof.
Absolutely. Oh, they have to. And they have to make a statement.
Yeah.
You know? Or they have to have like a relationship counselor come on.
Yes.
Or they turn the show into Jerry Springer and they're like, here are the partners and bring them out.
Here's who else we've been fucking.
Oh, my God. I wonder if anybody – who would do that? Like Lisa Wilkins and Waleed Ali.
Oh, my
having
God.
An affair. The scandal in Australia. Or Koshy and whichever like female host. So they'd be like, I'm sexist. I'm sorry. It's Koshy's show. Kosh is a fucking asshole.
Did you see the project has a new lineup?
Yes, I did.
It's like, oh, finally some people who aren't 70.
Yeah. Some fresh blood. And that guy, what's his name? Steve Jobs.
Steve Price.
He's gone.
Yay. Thank God.
He fucking sucks. And like not only because he's like super right wing, but also he's like some of his points, I'm like, this man is not well. Like the stuff that he says, I'm like, he can't be, it's negligent to have him on TV.
He's like a clickbait in person.
Yeah. And he's just always like a bit like sickly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the way he looks.
Yeah. He's like a dying wombat.
Just kind of like, and so like, and I don't think he can hear properly as well. The way that he's like, when people say stuff, like the way he responds, I'm like, I'm not sure you've, like not in like a philosophical way of like, oh yeah, I don't think you're hearing. I'm like, no, I don't think you heard that, Steve.
Yeah, like I often respond to things Tamara says with what I think she said. And then she's like, oh no, I said, how are you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exciting. I think it's nice seeing some fresh blood out there.
Yeah.
Some youngins and some friends as well.
Yeah.
Getting good gigs. One project that is on halt is the construction of the five houses on the property at Coyote Pass in Sister Wives.
That was the most elaborate segue I've ever heard. That was out of my
Coyote
book of
Pass?
Segues.
Where have I had that before, Jordan?
Never gonna lie. I am obsessed with. I've long loved Sister Wives. Just watching it on YouTube. And that brief moment when in my adult life my parents got Foxtel for like a year and it was always on. And now it's had a resurgence because people are just watching basically the whole show on TikTok. Is it coming up on your TikTok feeds at all?
Yeah.
No? Okay, cool.
Not yet.
I'll send you some and then.
I must have some Mormon energy.
Yes. and they're basically this guy, if you're not aware, Cody Brown, scum of the earth. He has four wives, three of whom he married like pretty quickly after each other, like within 2 years he was married to three of them. And then like 15 years later he married Robin, who's about 12 years younger than all of the others. And she's always been the favorite since then, little Robin. and she's shit with money. She never works. She always does a nanny. And the whole family's just kind of fallen apart. Christine left at the end of 2020, Janelle has left him and he has been trying to fucking break up with Mary, his first wife, since the beginning. And it's just, she's finally stepping away. I think she was only there because she has a LuLaRoe empire. Like, she has such an epic downline because of the show. So I don't think she wants to leave because she's worried she's going to lose that. Mm. But it's been huge in the family and in the,
well, for those, he's down to just one.
He's got one wife.
Yeah.
You get one wife.
Yeah.
And it's Robin. And she doesn't fucking want him.
Like, is the show still running?
Yeah.
Well, he's either got to get a wife or there's no show there anymore.
They won't continue if it's just Cody and Robin because they're so fucking boring. They also aren't allowed to film inside Robin's house because she's a hoarder and the place is a mess. And the funny thing is that I don't think that Robin really wants to be with him anymore, but she legally married him so that he could adopt her kids, quote unquote, but it was because she wanted to be head wife. And now she's like bound to him and they both are in so much debt and they were relying on Janelle and Christine, who were smart with money and who had assets, to keep them afloat, and now they're fucked.
Oh, that is so insane. I've honestly been on this TikTok algorithm where it's just people educating other people on abusive relationships.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, you send me a lot of those. Yeah. For like 10 minute.
They're so funny. Like, I think they're so funny because I feel like through TikTok, it's got to be a thing of the past. Like, people know weaponized incompetence now.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know, they know all that stuff now.
You sent me one a couple of days ago of that woman, like, and it always has that like eerie music that's like,
oh my God, wait, was that
about Britney?
Britney. Oh yeah, wait, what was it?
It was like her being like, these photos are from 2004 and like just like showing that, like, it's like, I don't even think she's alive.
Like, oh my God, Drew, that one was funny. I mean, not funny, but like people who really just investigate that stuff.
Yeah.
And educate others, and they're like, there was one I watched this morning. This woman was telling a story of how she left her husband because he kept getting the wrong dog food on purpose.
Why?
So she, you know, we all have dogs. We know they're like, you can't really switch up their food all the time, right?
Mm.
So she'd be like, can you get this dog food brand from this store for the dogs? They both had like highly paid jobs and had like people doing a lot of the work in the house because they could afford to. So she wasn't really feeling the load of doing that. But then she came home and he'd just gone to the supermarket and bought some dog food they couldn't even use because it was like cheap and shit.
Dog sick.
Exactly. So this, she said, happened over the course of like some time. 12 times he got the wrong dog food.
Leave that
no.
man.
And then she walked into the kitchen and was like, I'm divorcing you.
Good.
Absolutely.
That is exactly right.
Exactly, because it's just insane that somebody who could manage to have a well-paying job to like function in every other aspect of their lives.
It's so many red flags in one. One is like just financial, like sort of like almost like abuse. Like,
yeah,
absolutely.
One is like being shit to animals, which is the biggest red flag and also a sign of a serial killer.
Yeah.
And then just being like willfully stubborn and just a shithead.
Yeah.
And the thing with dog, like speaking about dog food as well, Like, it really is a thing that they have to have their particular dog food.
Exactly.
Like, I have this particular brand of, like, sort of, like, meatball things. And it's one of those brands that has, like, you know, there's, like, lamb flavors and then there's, like, chicken flavors and all this kind of stuff. But my dogs have become used to the lamb ones. And a couple times we have, because they didn't have that, we were like, well, let's just have the chicken variety. And, like, they would have, like, violent diarrhea, be vomiting all night, all this kind of stuff.
God.
Like, it, if you are transitioning between dog foods, it takes a long time to kind of, like, get their diets ready for it. And a couple times I've been, like, at the supermarket and they haven't had any of the lamb on the floor. And I'll be asking, do you have any out the back? And they'll be like, oh, here's chicken, here's duck, here's blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I need the lamb ones. And they're like, we're all out. I'm like, I know you're not. I know there's some out the back.
You're a Karen for your doggies.
Absolutely. And I just, and then looking at the comments and it's like, my husband won't do anything unless he thinks it was his idea. Or, like, just a willful, like, that's doing things wrong.
Literally what female gorillas do to, like, get silverbacks to do what they want. Female gorillas will pretend that they're lost because the silverback will be taking them in a direction where there isn't much food and foraging and stuff like that. So a female gorilla will, like, wander away from the group where there's, like, heaps of food for them to eat and it's a little safer. And then, like, he'll come find her and she'll be like, oh, my God, thank God. And, oh, look at all these berries.
That is
so funny.
Isn't that wild?
That's the, that, like, my Big Fat Greek Wedding quote about, like, you know, women are the neck and they can turn the man any way they want.
Women are the neck. It's so shit because it's just like, why do we just, also, like, why do we just allow it? I fucking hate, I have this with, like, my parents because I have younger brothers where they're just like, oh, you know, boys just mature later than girlies. And I was like, no, they don't.
Yeah.
It's literally like, where's the evidence? Yeah. The evidence is that, like, is that nature versus or nurture? You know what I mean? Mm. Like,
just lethargy.
You just allow them to do this. Like, that's why this happens. And absolutely, that's why they just end up being like, and I also think that, like, men are so shit, like, about like, for people who, like, are angry all the time and are always talking about being like, I'm going to fucking smash. Like,
yeah,
they actually don't know how to do confrontation. So they'll do shit when they, instead of being like, hey, this marriage isn't working for me, they'll be like, I'm just going to buy this shit dog food until she fucking loses it.
Yeah.
It's so wild.
It's crazy.
There's that also on my TikTok feed. I don't know if you guys get it, but I love her. She's like a Sydney family lawyer. And sometimes she does, like, sometimes her TikToks are just like, it's platter night. And she's like assembling a platter for her family. And she's like talking about different hummus boards and stuff like that. And then the next video will be like, so I had a woman who came to me and she didn't have any assets.
I get her as well, yes, all the time.
I really love it because I think that she's like, she's really realistic about stuff. And I think it's like, I'm like, this is a great way to share information. Like, if there's so many negatives about social media, but then there's like you're saying about everybody being like, I know what willful incompetence is, or what's it?
Weaponized
incompetence and stuff like that. She's using her, like, the information and the experience she has, and she's spreading that so that people can be like, also, so that, like, women.
So it's like little guides, is it?
Yeah.
And to just be so, like, this is how you go through a divorce.
And this is how you can, like, best protect yourself so that you're not going to be in a situation where you're fucked because.
Financially.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because I think people have this misconception that, like, women really luck out when they go through a divorce because they get custody of the kids and they get, like, usually get the house as a result of that and stuff like that. That's not true. That's, like, we have the data that shows that that doesn't actually work out in their favor. And all of that is rooted in deep misogyny as well. But then we're hearing these stories now. The highest population of homeless people in Australia are women in their 60s and 50s because they quit their jobs, they raise their kids, they try to go back to work, they don't have any super, they don't have any savings, everything is linked to their husband. And yeah, they might get a split of their linked accounts, but then they don't have this backup of super. They don't have, the house might not necessarily be in their name, or if it is, it's all tied up in debt and stuff like that, so they don't get anything out of it. And then on the other side, they're fucking homeless because they don't have anything. because they've been left high and dry.
Upsetting.
Yeah,
because really because sad. Of the domestic chores and domestic labor was on their shoulders. Anyway, not to get that's a flop.
Flop. Oh my
Speaking
god.
Speaking of like, we were talking about like engagements and marriage and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Did you hear this week about Drake's necklace?
Oh, the like 47 yes. times he was thinking of proposing, and I saw this tweet that was like, "This is the gayest shit I've ever seen."
Yes. So Jordan, oh my god, you're gonna love it. It's like he has this necklace made out of like engagement rings. And it's got 47 or something like that.
Yeah, like at least 40.
For each time that he fell in love with a woman and was going to propose but didn't.
Crazy.
So he's like turned it into a necklace.
What?
That's just...
Who says that?
And it's just such a flop. Just such a flop to be like, I was thinking about it, but yeah. I didn't do it.
People made a tweet that were like, sucking dick is not as gay as this.
Yes. And but also just so what does it mean to you?
I don't
if
know.
If 47 times
it's
you were going to do
a new pissing contest.
It's just like and also it's just like so loving someone is just like is just before you get like what's it called like cum clarity or whatever.
Oh my god.
Post nut clarity.
Post yeah. nut clarity. So he clattery. Clattery. Yeah. So cutlery.
Crockery.
Post nut crockery, which is those rings I was yeah, telling you about.
Title yeah. of it, post nut crockery.
But the yeah, it's fucking wild. It's so that's so he's literally like he's obsessed with the woman and then he probably comes and then he's like oh actually no and then he like makes a cum ring and puts it around. Isn't it? It's so
just and he already has a child, you know. And
does he? Oh my god!
Also, another cute thing happened. Rihanna posted her first. Rihanna. I don't know how does
Rihanna.
Rihanna. She posted the first video of her son and her first TikTok.
Oh,
he's so cute. He has a like perfect combination of her and ASAP Rocky. Of definitely course. Has her forehead.
Yes,
and then some.
And then some, but he's so cute. But still, no name.
Oh,
so cute. I don't know. If
we'll no public name or no name.
I don't
know. Untitled.
Untitled.
Yeah.
Did you also see this week, Rihanna? It was so funny. Her talking about one of her like clothing lines. And she was like, it was like her big interview. And she was like, it's great for men and women and also non-binary peoples of all gender appropriations and
I love
styles.
What she said, gender appropriations.
It was so funny.
Yeah, like, I saw that. Somebody was like, we've reduced. Look at her. We've got Rihanna yeah. shaking.
We broke her.
That's so funny. I love it when people are really like, you know, of course it could be a woman or them.
And then sometimes
or a person, even.
It can end up being more like inappropriate almost.
Yes. It's very, that conversation, I think you said it off air, so I won't dox whoever it was. But when you were talking to someone and they were saying, oh, she's a they now.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
It's so gorgeous.
And I saw a tweet as well that was like someone was like, ways to make people with penises like go wild in sex sort of thing. And then someone like, and then all of the things were just basically like aimed at like cis men. And it's like, this is not inclusive. Someone was like, this is not the serve you think it is.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of transphobic when you mean cis men to just say people with penises, like just say cis men or just don't even like purport that this is including trans women. I don't know.
Just say things that make them hard.
Yeah. Dicks.
Yeah.
Dick tricks.
Yeah.
Speaking of the fucking stupid people, JK Rowling did a photo shoot with a bunch of like TERFs and it's like all of them like standing with a big sign just being like, we deserve to be heard. And it's the biggest joke ever. Oh, I can't find it. I keep not finding these things that I'm talking about. But,
it's like, babe, we're hearing you. We just don't like what you're saying.
Yeah. It was like her. It was literally her. Yeah. And a bunch of TERFs being like, hey, we deserve to be listened to. And I was like, do all the articles that you have written in the most in the biggest newspapers in the world,
yeah,
spreading hate speech, is that not you getting heard?
Yeah, is your fucking Robert Galbraith JK propaganda book that sells in every book place around the world not enough? Like,
Just like the irony of her using the name Robert Galbraith and then being like, it's deception.
Yeah.
And you're like, babe.
And the lead character of that is like a writer that is getting like attacked by Twitter trolls.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, interesting.
It's wild. Funny how little people can take trolling, but then they're the biggest trolls. Like, did you see that Elon Musk coming out at a Dave Chappelle show and getting booed for 10 minutes. So
funny.
So just the best thing I've ever seen. But then he's like, Twitter is now about free speech. People are like criticizing Tesla, criticizing Elon, and guess what? Their Twitters get deactivated. So yes. Much for free fucking speech.
And doxing his location.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, get him.
Get him, Spaces. Girls. Did you hear about how because there was that thing called like Twitter Spaces or whatever. I don't really know how it works, but it was like,
I see it pop up and it's like so-and-so is in a conversation. And yes, I'm like, what the fuck do you mean?
It's gone now because Elon did one with journalists and they all like came for him. And then he was like, that's it. I'm deleting Spaces. So now Spaces is gone.
It's what?
Crazy what has happened to this company in the last 2 weeks.
Truly. Do you think in the clip, because I thought it was quite funny and also very illuminating, do you think that Dave Chappelle was expecting that level of like boos?
I don't think so.
And it went for truly 10 minutes. Like they could not get a word in.
Unless he's going for that like all publicity is good publicity thing, because we are talking about his special.
Absolutely. But it's just like, but the way that like, maybe, I don't know, the way that he like came out and was just like, it was like, and introducing the richest man in the world, Elon Musk. And then there were boos. And he like expected that. And he like made some joke being like, the boos are coming from the cheap seats, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's like, oh, you're fucking poor people. They
maybe it's kind of like, I look better because I've made this man look even worse.
Yeah. But then it's also
I think he still thinks he looks good.
Okay.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle.
Wow. Also just like sad to, you know, in a recession or like people who say it's not a recession, whatever, and a cost of living crisis, calling someone poor who just bought tickets to see a show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think it's like, it's very like that aspirational thing of being like, look how close I am to this, like the richest man in the world, you know? And yeah, I think Chappelle and like truly like so many people, particularly comics, it goes to show how like having money really fucks you.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't, because there's this study that shows that like money can buy happiness, of course, but like it caps at like,
yeah,
in there's this current climate, it caps at like a 6-figure salary. Of course, I would love it. I reckon a 6-figure salary would make me very happy, but you know, you can afford to, get healthcare. You can afford to go on holidays when you need to pay your rent, pay your mortgage, blah, 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 blah. But then like beyond that, it just makes you fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets you out of the slog, but anything beyond that is just, yeah, excess and ridiculous.
Yeah.
Bit of a segue, but I really wanted to ask you guys your thoughts on Netflix this week. Everyone's been talking online about all the cancellations that are happening, in particular Netflix cancelling all these like lesbian shows.
Oh,
like which ones? Well,
that explains something I saw that had a picture of Orange is the New Black just being like, don't forget what got you there.
Where you came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Orange is the New Black was why Netflix picked up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I got it for that too.
Same.
Me too. Oh, that was such a good show.
Oh my God.
Although I had to like stop watching at some point because I'm like, this is so traumatic.
Yeah.
I like just getting traumatized every episode. Like, oh my God. I worked retail at the time and I'm like, I can't. The abuse is coming from every angle.
It's too much. When Pussy died, I was like, well, like, there's no one That's for me to I be in love out. With.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's so wild.
Did you not end up finishing it?
I finished it.
Oh, yeah.
I finished it.
No, I just Googled it.
Yeah.
Like, Pussy died and I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I cried so much. I was like personally affected. Oh my
God, it was deeply. You know, they actually made a real, because at the end of it, they had, it was like Tasty made a, like a Pussy Washington like fund in the show.
Tasty storyline ripped me apart.
Oh my God, destroyed me. But in real life, they made like basically that fund as well.
Oh my God.
So there's like a real life thing. I don't think it's called like the Poussey Fund because it's a fictional character.
Yeah.
But they do have like a charity like to help like people in similar circumstances.
Yeah. That was cool. It's just like it's rife. So Netflix are deleting anything kind of gay.
Yeah. It's apparently there's this thing where Netflix will cancel a show at the end of the second season because there's something in the like contracts that says that they have to pay the actors like a heap more for a third season.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, we will lose so much more money than we will make from this show. Even if the show's a hit, even if the show is like a huge thing, they are very unlikely to take it past the second season. And then sometimes they won't even give a show that's going well past the first season. And often it's got like queer female characters at the forefront.
First Kill.
Yeah.
The vampire one.
Oh, yeah. But that was awful.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch it.
Like
no.
Warrior Nun though. I loved Warrior Nun.
Yeah. Warrior Nun is another one. I think that's been canceled.
Yeah. And that had like a really good week. I don't know. Or like month of when it was really popular.
I haven't watched that. I'll watch that.
Oh, it's so funny. Okay, it's like nuns who are like kung fu masters.
Yes! Like oh my these God, nuns best. Are just like
in their things, but they're like training to be.
Oh, I actually remember.
Martial arts bitches.
This is like truly like years ago. My friend auditioned for that because I was reading for her in her self-test. Yeah. And I was like, this is fucking nuts. I love this. This is so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. Warrior Nun. It's all coming back.
And there's like so many like people are like, here's a list of great shows that were with lesbian leads that were canceled. I Am Not Okay With This. Everything Sucks. Sense8. Atypical. One Day at a Time. And there are like lots more, but people are like, you know, shows like Heartstopper that have like gay male leads, they're like, oh, it's been guaranteed for like a third season and like probably, you know, they'll milk that 20 shit dry.
Seasons of Heartstopper.
Yeah. It is strange. Like, but I always also wonder like when is this like boom of television going to stop?
Mm.
Because we just said there's so many streaming services now.
Yeah.
There's like literally like too many shows to keep on top of.
Yeah.
And so many shows where they're just like not making any money and they have to, and like, and Netflix, the way that it's like designed and the, because it's based on so much of an algorithm, they have to keep churning out new shit all the time.
Yeah. And it's fucked for writers.
Yeah.
Because they're saying that like this trajectory cannot continue because it's making like people will develop shows. Like over years, even before they're put to production, you know, people sometimes spend up to like 15 years like writing on it to make a show like amazing enough to have a pilot because you need to be like grabby and production studios are like, we need like immediate like views and hits and blah, blah, blah. And so they will kind of tailor the show to be very like short-term bursts, even sometimes at the sacrifice of the narrative.
Yeah.
And then the show will be like, cool, well, we're not actually going to continue with you anyway. It's just not sustainable.
No. And it's so like, I'm all for like shows finishing when they need to. Like, I think like the next season of, well, that happens with like HBO a lot. You know, they'll be like, I mean, apart from Just Like That and stuff like the Sex and the City thing that will never end.
Please never end.
Please never end. The wheel, it keeps turning. Yeah,
someone joked that like the only lesbian or like queer AFAB content we're ever going to be getting is just Shay Diaz.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, kill me.
Fucking love that little bitch. So funny. But yeah, like, but there is a difference between a show that's been cut before it's like, before it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, and then and lots of Netflix shows I'm hearing, like, and it must be that two season thing is that they'll keep people in the lurch, anyone who's working on it for ages. And then and then like right at the end, like right when they would probably be ready to shoot again, they're like, no, season three. Sorry.
Yeah. And there's this fucked thing about as well. I'm not sure if it's Netflix or HBO, probably all of them, but sometimes they'll even have a filmed season that they will not air or a movie because it is cheaper to save money on not worrying about the like just distribution costs. So there can be a series that is like ready to go somewhere and they're like, no, we're just not never going to air it. And there's this film that will never see the light of day.
Yeah.
And because they don't want to have to
straight
pay
to DVD.
And like, because they don't want to give the income to everyone that would have to, oh, it's so fucked.
So dumb.
Do you ever like try to find something on Netflix? And so you search the actor's name and it'll be like a big actor, like, for example, Keira Knightley or something like that. Yes. I don't know why she's coming to my brain straight away.
Because you're a lesbian.
Yeah, yeah. When is she not on the
Bend it like Beckham.
I look quite pretty.
But like you'll search her name or like Sandra Bullock or something like that. And then a Netflix original film will come up and they're the lead. And you're like, and it came out in like 2021 or 2020. Yeah. And you're like, I've never fucking heard of this movie at all. And they bury it. They put it out there so it's technically, it's on the app, but you'll never see it. There's whole TV shows that are buried in Netflix because they're like, they don't want to pay the money. They don't want to bother putting it in your like for you page essentially. And it's, but they've like signed a contract saying that they will release it on Netflix. So you just never see it.
Okay. What's insane is the new Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie. Have you seen
that? Thank you, Netflix. Maybe I bow down to your throne again.
It was truly heinous and I adored it.
And then when she, I mean, spoiler, but also like not because who the fuck cares? But when they're like, here are the clothes from the lost and found. And she's like, I've forgotten everything, but I still love Ferragamo. You know, and then she's like suddenly upstairs and her hair's different and she's wearing something that's like kind of snatched. And I'm like, oh, so skinny jeans were in the lost and found? You know, like where did these boots come from?
Yes. And Santa with the like flipper teeth, the like overly white, like
dentures. It was so funny. And also like, is it possible to have a romantic Christmas film without a precocious child?
No.
Or without amnesia.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Yeah, I love the like the medicine in these films where it's like the doctor being like, she bumped her head and now she's got amnesia and she doesn't remember who she is. And then like Cord Overstreet's character is like, I'm like a local like hotelier, I can take her back to my house. And then the doctor's being like, that sounds about right.
Here's this vulnerable woman who doesn't know who she is or where she is. I'm gonna let this man who lives in the woods
take her home. God, fucking hell.
But it was brilliant. I enjoyed every second. And I also was like, acting Lindsay. Sometimes I was like, she's lost it. And then other times I was like, that was good.
Yeah.
I don't know. After this, I don't want to see her in White Lotus season 3. I'm sorry.
Oh no.
I'm sorry. She doesn't have it.
She does. No, that film
was
trash.
What is this? Is this some kind of campaign to get her in the White Lotus?
People want her in the White Lotus season 3.
She can't be in the White. You know who needs to be in the White Lotus? Lorelai Gilmore.
Okay. Yeah.
That's gay.
You don't sound enthused. Or?
No. I haven't seen Gilmore Girls, so okay, well. I only know the memes and the photos. There. But I feel like that's enough. Like Lindsay Lohan could have been in The White Lotus as a child actor, but not today. Her face does not move.
Oh my God. Imagine The Parent Trap, but in The White Lotus. You know, when they're at the hotel and the kids have brought them in together.
Well, when they have a Mykonos season, we'll get Lindsay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Lindsay dancing on a boat.
Apparently the next one is in Japan, like rumors.
Oh, that's okay. That's cool.
Yeah, which will be interesting.
I'm really excited. I haven't yet, again, I haven't finished this season, so I will do that by next year.
As if.
I just need like one hangover day where I can just smash it out. I always like save, I don't know if you guys do this, but I'm always like, yeah, that's a hangover show. A movie that I watched recently, which I highly recommend, is The Stranger on Netflix, if you haven't watched that. Mm. It's fucking, it's Australian and it's just really fucking good. Okay. It's about the police operation around finding the guy who killed Daniel Morcombe in Queensland, which is that big case, the boy who went missing for a while and then they found his – almost a decade later they ended up finding him, his remains, and they found the guy who murdered him because of a almost decade-long undercover operation.
Wow.
Which – Yeah, it's so, it's very interesting. Intense. Anyway, Justice. But I saved that for a hangover day. I love The Revenant when I'm hungover.
Oh my God, The Revenant with the bear? The bear?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, yeah.
With the bear. The bear's a star. What a queen. She was a woman in STEM.
Love that. Is that it a literal bear or a gay bear?
It's a full bear.
Oh, love that.
It's so funny. What are you guys coming up to, like, the holiday season? What are you going to do to, like, nurse your, like, wounds if you've had a big one? How do you recover?
I mean, I'm not usually, like, a big drinker. So for me, the best remedy is to have magnesium the night before.
Smart.
So take some magnesium, yes. Have, like, as much water as you can. You will wake High up July. To, like, pee, yeah. But it's worth it. And mm-hmm. then you'll wake up kind of fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Magnesium's a good one. That was a game changer. And also just having a Panadol before you go to sleep.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm.
My siblings and I have been the past couple of years, like, sort of like having that agreement where we're like, we're not getting presents, yeah? And then we, like, actually stick to it. And it's so nice.
That's so good.
Not having to get presents.
Oh my God.
Which is, it sounds like such a Grinch move, but no. It's like, it's kind of like, as long as we all agree.
Yeah.
Well, amongst siblings, my brothers and I did that one year, but that's because we were also fucking broke. We were like, let's just get mum and dad something nice and that.
Cost of living crisis is real.
Yeah.
Truly. I've been, like, getting gifted some stuff and I've just been, like, furiously re-gifting it. Like, a cookbook, coffee beans, wine. I got 3 bottles of wine. We had one. The other 2 gifts. Yes. Just like everything I get, I give away.
If you're an influencer, as if you wouldn't. You know, I would do that too.
So good.
But I would also graciously receive those gifts, you know?
Yeah. No, I love receiving and I love giving.
Is this going to be your first, like,
wink, wink.
Is this going to be the longest time you spend with Tamara's family as well?
Yeah, it will be. So I'm excited for that. I'm giving them some merch. It's like my merch and my influencer shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, a fan's a fan.
You know.
Yeah. A fan's a fam. It's so good. Are you sticking around in Melbourne?
Yeah, I will be.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll be here. Yes. And I'm working a lot. I'm working Christmas Eve all day till like 5, and then I'm working Boxing Day from 7:30 in the morning.
Oh my God. Well, good money.
Fucking dumb. Yeah, but I'll be fucked. I'll be rolling into work and I'll be like, hello.
Oh my God. This is my first Christmas not working Christmas Eve or Boxing Day.
Actually, yeah, my first non-Christmas retail in 8 years.
Oh, wow. That's huge for you, Charlie. Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to come out of this like a new person.
Yeah. You guys won't know what to do with yourselves.
No. I had to quickly go to Kmart to get some shelving thing, and even just being around it, and this was a couple of weeks ago as well, I was like, oh my God, like that feeling of like the pre-Christmas mania. I could see the like delirium on all the staff's faces and I was like, God, solidarity, but like you could not pay me to go back.
I'm so proud of you for getting out, especially around the time that you did. Good move.
Yeah.
You know?
I worked to the literal day of my long service leave, took it and left.
See ya. Good holidays. How are we going? Are we up for it to our pop or flop? Or?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Beautiful.
Well, I can kick us off. We were talking a bit more then just about the financial crisis. So in other financial news, did you see a couple weeks ago that Grindr is now a public, like, I forget the term, but like a public company on the stock market?
You can buy shares?
Yeah, you can buy shares in Grindr.
That's so funny.
And they had this whole like unveiling thing at Times.
Oh, I saw the party. Yes. Is that what it was for?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was just like a funny, like, we're all going to be gay on the stock market floor.
It was like on Wall Street. They had this enormous Grindr sign. And then they had all of the, like, you know, CEOs or whatever the fuck the term is on Grindr there. And like all these, like, you know, just people with pride balloons and all sorts of shit and like the eggplant emoji and like.
Oh my God.
That's crazy. Pride is capitalism. Let's go.
I really want to invest. I want to invest.
You want to invest in Grindr?
I think it'd be so fun. And it's going nowhere. As in like Grindr's going to be here forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's also like, I feel like it's the dating or the, you know, hooking up app that has the most longevity because it's like, have you seen those, I've seen a few videos pop up online of people who There's one original video and then everybody's kind of like copying it, but it was it's a guy in a bathroom being like, oh my God, I was fucking this married guy from Grindr and his wife's just come home. And she's like in the other room. She's like, I can smell his cologne.
Yes.
And he's just like in the bathroom, like with a towel, like,
oh my God.
It's so wild. That but like, crazy. Yeah, a lot of people don't disclose if they're married. And do you know what? They are married. They're the ones who are on there. If you just want to get boned, fair play.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a bit like morally.
That's where I want my money going.
Yeah, it's morally dicey, but live your dreams, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my pop for the week is Grindr. Everyone invest.
Everyone invest.
Oh my God. Next year is going to be the year when we get into investing.
Yes.
All our listeners invest and then lose a lot of money. And then
it's like GameStop.
This is not like when they do that like clarifying thing in like podcasts.
Yeah.
This is not binding legal advice. Like,
this is by no means financial advice, but you should invest in Grindr.
Yeah.
I also have a pop this week. Queen of everything, Lizzo, her award.
Of course,
acceptance speech where so she beautiful. Just highlighted all these other amazing, you know, people doing things to further good things in life. And just highlighting that I think was so needed this at this time of year, at this late stage of capitalism. Yeah, it's just beautiful.
Stevie Nicks tweeted Lizzo and was like, you're incredible. I'm in awe. You just like, you've made a huge impact, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's so cute.
And I feel like there were so many people who just thought Lizzo was going to be this like one hit wonder.
Mm.
And here she is like, you know, 2 or 3 years after her initial big hit, still smashing charts and expectations.
She's taking people up with her.
Yeah.
She's a mainstay for sure.
Mm.
And she's just so funny too.
Yeah.
I like her.
I like her.
Pop.
She's wonderful.
Pop, 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 pop.
I also have a pop. 3 pops to end the year.
Oh, this so is good. Such
a Christmas miracle.
Christmas gift. We already kind of talked about it a little bit, but I really like can't stress how much I loved Glass Onion, Knives Out 2. That's just I've seen it.
In cinemas?
Yeah. So I didn't realize because I was just going to go to the movies because that's one of my most favorite things to do in my life. And then I was like, oh my God, Glass Onion is out. They actually only released it for a week in the cinemas because they wanted to be nominated for Oscars because I was like telling my friend, I was like, you should go to the cinemas to see Glass Onion because it's so...
It's a Netflix movie.
No, but is that a distinction?
If it's a requirement.
Not at the cinema, then it can't be nominated.
Yeah. It's like you have to do 10 shows to be considered for awards.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I didn't until after the fact. Because I was like, go to the cinema. And they were like, well, it was only out for a week.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, how fun. But it was just a really good time. I'm all about ensemble casts at the moment. And I feel like it's... Without giving too much away, it's a world where COVID exists in the movie. But and I am one to definitely recoil from that. Even now, I can't even handle comics referencing it in stand-up at the moment. I think when we first came out, I was like, yeah, you have to. Like, what else have we been doing? But now I'm like, I can't even.
I needed an escape.
Yeah. It has to be a fucking great bit or essential to the story. But otherwise I'm like, no more COVID. Can't handle it. It's still, I'm not saying that COVID doesn't exist. It definitely does. But I feel like.
You heard it here. Jordan Barr. I deny it. COVID is over.
I know her.
Masks off. I mean, get your fourth shot before Christmas, girlies. But definitely. I think the influencer media
shot for those over 30.
Yeah.
The seniors category with me.
I just love watching people have fun. And Daniel Craig is having the most fun in that movie.
Love it.
It's so funny. It's so gorgeous. And there's a moment where he's on Zoom, and this is right at the beginning of the film. It's not a spoiler, but it's just really kind of considering what's happened in the last 12 months, pretty sweet. He's in a Zoom call as his character and he's doing a puzzle. And I can't remember who the other people on the Zoom call are, but two of them are Stephen Sondheim and Angela Lansbury.
Oh my God.
They filmed it back.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it was just like, I had no idea. And
that's
I was
kind
like,
of prophetic.
Oh. It was really beautiful. And they're like doing puzzles. Like that's how they're like.
Oh my God, I love. Okay, now I really need to see this.
It's truly a second in time, but I was like, that's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And just anything that has like Sondheim's voice and stuff, I just still am like, oh, what a legend. Beautiful. Anyway, so that's Glass nice Onion, part. Loved it. And Janelle Monáe, hot and talented.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Oh God, I can't wait.
And a good one to put on with your family. You know, I don't know if you're hanging out with people after big events and it comes to like the wind down movie time.
Mm. Yeah, that's the best part. Yeah. Like it's finally we can shut the fuck up and watch the same thing.
Yes. And it's something that like appeals to everyone. Yeah. And it's fast paced. It's good. It's good shit. So that's my pop.
Yeah, triple pop. Well, yeah, I think it's time to announce that this is our last episode for this year and we're going to be taking a bit of a summer break, but we're coming back in February with a live show.
Yes!
Which is going to be at Comedy Republic.
In Melbourne,
on Saturday, the 11th of February. You can find tickets or come to our Insta or head to the Comedy Republic website and we better see you there.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to
Are you even a fan if you're not in the live show?
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. And we'll be there. So
we'll be giving out autographs.
Book signing.
Sign your first child away.
Yes.
So funny. But we'll also have some guests soon to be announced, but you know that they're going to be fun and funny and it's going to be a fucking beautiful dumb show.
Yes. It's going to be very camp and lovely. Yes.
Great. Thanks, everyone. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.